Bears on three. One, two, three, five. Here we go.
The moment I realized I needed to turn my life around, you know, I was working at a surf shop. I wanted to play football again, and that was kind of the aha moment for me. Just seeing my brother playing ball and excelling young in his career, and you know, understanding the talent that I had when I went and told the people at the school I was going to, hey, look, I'm going to come out for the football team. I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm here to play. And that was kind of it for me.
Look at Chicago, man. Good to be here. Great to be here.
Have you looked back at what you did to get here and what you overcame? Do you ever think about that stuff?
Coming from where I started to where I am now, there have been some meandering paths that I've traveled on.
How many looks in the mirror did you have?
You know, a lot. I was actually driving down the road the other day. I didn't have a very good practice. And I was driving home, and I'm saying to myself, what's missing, you know? And I'm saying, well, is it because of the success I had my first year? Am I caught up in that? Am I not hungry? Am I not the same, you know, pissed off kid that I was showing up here looking for respect? And you kind of have to check yourself every once in a while and stay hungry.
That pissed off side that you speak of, is that important to have, and is that also a part of who you are?
You know, it's definitely something that has been ingrained in me since I was younger on the playing field. I think I might get it from my dad, I'm not sure, because I don't see my mom being very violent. I enjoy the game, it's a lot of fun. I like getting after people, I like putting my hands on people.
So how much of a different player are you now?
I'd say I'm a smarter player. I'm still raw. I still have no idea what I'm doing, but that's more so than what I knew last year.
Honestly, I mean, you really don't think you know what you're doing?
I know what I'm doing. It's how you do it, and which is, you know, I can point to Matt Slauson again. Any little thing that I do, he can pick apart and help me get better in the film room.
It's out of a three-man bunch.
You turn around through that screen right there and you see number 75 long in a Bears uniform after a father who played a Hall of Fame career with the Oakland Raiders. What's that mean to you?
I mean, when I run out of the tunnel on Sundays and I'm wearing 75 and I have, you know, L-O-N-G across my back, I know I'm not only carrying with me the things that I've done in preparation for Sunday's games and Monday's games, but I'm also carrying with me the tradition of my father and the things that he was able to accomplish. And, you know, you can look at it any way you want, but at the end of the day, that's the reason why I wear the number. He's my hero. And, you know, sometimes when the times get tough out there on the field, I can kind of think about it. And I'll look up on the Jumbotron and I'll see 75 on my back. I'm like, let's go. Like, let's make something happen here.
All night long, baby. Hey, all night long.